The Jersey Show was originally aired in front of a live internet audience and may not be rebroadcast or reproduced without express permission of the producers. Thank you.
Love it because we get to play it before the Josie Show and the Josie Show special editions, which is phenomenal, and it is so amazing. It's I can't stop listening to it even when the show isn't going on. I play it just for my own fun. let's be honest. It is great. So I'm very excited tonight. We have a phenomenal guest joining us. She is an incredible voice actress, and we of course are talking about E.G. Daily. And you may know her as the voice of Tommy Pickles from Rugrats. Also, she played the voice of Buttercup from the Powerpuff Girls. And she was also Dottie in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And she was in countless other TV shows and movies. So you may know her from, you know, a lot of different places. But we are very excited. And also, she's an incredible singer as well. You may have seen her on The Voice. So it's awesome. So we're very excited to be able to chat with her in just a moment. All right, everyone, please welcome to the show our special guest, E.G. Daily. Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Woo, how are you?
Oh, that was a big applause.
I know. It's
I
well
like
deserved.
One of those in my pocket at all times.
Yes. I love
today
it.
To myself, and I press that little button, and I clap for myself. That's so cute.
Exactly. You need one of those buttons at all times.
I do. Self appraising buttons. It's great.
Motivation. Come on.
Love it. That's awesome.
Yes. Oh, well, I am so excited to chat with you tonight. I'm super stoked you're here. Thank you for coming.
Of course.
Oh, so excited, because I'm 20 years old, so I pretty much, my whole childhood was watching Rugrats.
Oh,
so,
I love it.
Yes. So I'm very excited to chat with you, and among other works that you have going on, because you are doing so many different things. It's crazy.
I am.
Yes, I'm very excited about this. But first, I want to start off with how you found your gift to, like, change your voice and really bring characters to life? Were you just, like, playing around one day?
I think it was just, yeah, I think honestly somebody found it for me.
Uh-huh.
I would do little voices, and I didn't really think much about it. I just would do them and with my friends when I was little. And then as I got to be an adult, you know, as I got to be a little bit bigger, you know, teen, I started noticing I would do them, and I would do them when I do characters for acting. So I started noticing I like relied on voices for acting, which I liked. I liked getting lost in a character by changing my voice up a little bit, besides the wardrobe and all that. And then I did a play once, and somebody heard me in the play, and I had to do all these different voice ranges. I had to be all these different ages, and he was like, "You're really good at your voice."
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "Oh, cool, thanks." And then next thing you know, he said, "You know, I'd like to send you on this audition." He was a voice agent for this thing, and I went on this, my first voice cartoon audition, and
wow.
And I thought, wow, you know, I did this voice that I've been doing my whole life that looked like it fit the voice of that character. And I said, so funny, it looks like this voice I've been doing my whole life. And I did it, and I booked a job, and that was Tommy Pickles. Tommy Pickles was born.
Tommy Pickles was born.
Yeah.
I love that. And you do both. You have done both on-screen acting as well as voice work. Which do you find the most challenging?
I think they're both awesome because one doesn't rely on my body and my face. It just relies on my voice and my range and my ability to contort my voice. And so there's a lot of freedom in that. I can be a boy. I can be an old lady. I can be all kinds of things, you know. And then the other one relies on my body and my face and my size, and my body is used like as a tool to kind of create a character with wardrobe and
right.
So honestly, they're both super fun for me. I like both.
Yes, you can't choose. Hey, that works. And speaking of Rugrats, we've seen that there may be a reboot of Rugrats, which got me really, really excited. I'm 20 and I still love it so much. So would you like to be a part of that and reprise your role as Tommy Pickles? I don't know if you could say anything.
That's like asking me if I'd like to be at a table with every kind of amazing, beautiful dessert. It's
right?
Like, yeah, oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
Of course, yeah,
because those are our babies. We kind of created them with the creators, and it was a group effort to make this amazing thing happen. And so it would be awesome to get to resurge that project again because that was so much fun. It would be a dream. It'd be great.
That would be so amazing. I don't think anyone else could do Tommy Pickles like you, honestly.
I don't know, but if you'd like to try, share it with me on Twitter or Facebook. It would be really fun.
That would be
hilarious.
Send
me a video. That would be super fun. That would be super fun.
That would be so amazing. Well, now I got to practice up my skills. Now I got to see. But that would be pretty cool. I have to ask, because I would probably fangirl right here, would you mind doing a little Tommy Pickles for us?
Yeah, you have confidential. You said confidential? Did you say it's confidential?
No, would you mind doing a little Tommy Pickles for us?
Oh, I was like, I didn't hear for a second. A baby's gotta do what a baby's gotta do. So it talks like
yes.
That.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. That is the best. My childhood flood back just for that moment. That is amazing. I have to ask you, sometimes when you're talking to someone or even if you're singing, because you're an incredible singer, do you sometimes find Tommy Pickles coming out a little bit or any of your other characters?
They're all such different people. Like Buttercup is like, I don't know about that. Listen, Mojo Jojo, I'm going to whoop your hiney. She's sort of like, she's very specifically different than Tommy, who's like, but Chucky, there's something going on right here. He's a little more mellow and he's a little sloppy in the way he talks. So they're very different people, just like you're different than somebody else I might talk to. You know, they're very different people in my life. They live in my body, but they're all very different. Just like, you know, images of different people you have, friends. You know, I have my friend Romy, and I have my friend Debbie, and I have my friend Jakey, and they're all so different that I don't really mix them up too much.
Right, right.
There might be elements that are similar, but depending on the character, but for the most part, they're pretty different.
Yes, they really are. And I've seen something really, really neat. We've seen that you're going to be part of a horror thriller film titled 31. Can you say anything about that yet?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
well,
scary.
I just got a happy birthday email from Rob Zombie the other day. This is my birthday weekend. My birthday was Friday, and he just kind of mentioned that the movie was looking amazing, and the executives and producers were super excited, like saying that this could be one of his best movies he's ever done. So I haven't seen it yet, but I know that when I did it, I had a really good feeling about it, and my character is super badass, and she is honestly one of the most incredible characters I've gotten to play in a while.
Yes.
And I've gotten to play some great characters like Dottie and Valley Girls, and you know, I've gotten to be on some great projects, but I'd say currently this is probably the best role I've gotten to do, one of the best in my career. I think it's super fun. So I don't know, I can't tell you much about it.
Right.
Other than it's Rob Zombie, and he's super genius and super creative, and you know, I look forward to seeing it myself. Yeah.
I cannot wait to check it out. And is this the first horror film that you've ever done? Or?
Oh, no, I've done so many. I've had my head chopped off so many times. I've done so many. I've done like one called Wacko a long, long time ago, one called One Dark Night a long time ago about a mausoleum. I did Devil's Rejects for Rob Zombie some years back. I've done a whole bunch of them. They're pretty fun. I did a short recently called Father Mud that's been in some festivals. So, no, I enjoy them. I enjoy the fantasy of the whole thing. Like, I find Universal Studios Horror Nights super funny when you go there and they run after you and chase you and the people that work. I find it, like, crazy in a crazy way, but super funny, and I laugh my head off. So I find it funny.
That is so, so cool. And it must be really, really fun to try something different because, you know, not every day you're being chased by a crazy man. So it must be very interesting.
Exactly. It's like you get to go into this realm of a different, like, especially for 31, I got to go in this world that was nothing like anything you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to live in it when I was filming. And especially wardrobe-wise, it's so fascinating. The wardrobe, just like super cool, and I can't even tell you what I get to wear in that movie, but it's really interesting.
I cannot wait to check it out.
Yeah, I know, me too. I want to see it too.
Oh,
I was
goodness.
Like, Rob, I want to see it. Tell me when I can go to see.
Yes. Oh, I cannot wait to check you out in that movie.
Yeah.
And once it comes out, I'll have to just let everybody know to watch it. We might even have to do a little fun movie thing over here by where I live and just get everybody to watch it. I'm excited.
You have to. Where do you live?
We're in Illinois.
Girl, what you doing there?
I know. I'm asking the same thing during this cold weather.
Oh,
I know.
My gosh. It's not cold yet, is it?
It's funny. It actually is starting already.
Oh, you poor baby. Oh.
I know. You're in California, right?
Yeah.
Oh, jealous.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I bet. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, I'm definitely going to warm up with this thriller film for sure.
Awesome.
I can't wait.
Let me share a couple stuff that I have coming out right now.
Yes.
I just released, which is really interesting because it all sort of got done and released and finalized all at the same time. But I have a one-woman autobiographical musical that is really fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about this whole journey of this Hollywood thing that I've been through. And it's very scandalous and very... It's all based on true stuff, but it's really fascinating piece of material, and it's a one woman autobiographical musical, and it's up on Amazon, and it's called E.G. Daily. Listen closely, so you guys can go to Amazon and download it digitally. And there's also a voiceover seminar that I just released because so many people were curious about voiceover, and I said, well, I was going to keep it simple. Instead of explaining to every one person, I made this seminar that we filmed in front of a live audience, and we just uploaded it to Amazon. So you guys can, you know, check it out if anybody's interested or curious about voiceover. It talks about all the tips, tools, and the how-tos, the practicalities of it. Those two things are really cool, and they're both out on Amazon. Listen closely, the one-woman show by E.G. Daily and the voiceover seminar by E.G. Daily. And I think you can get the links to those both on my website, egdaily.com. If you click on those links, they'll take you right to those downloads.
Perfect.
Yeah, so there's a lot of cool stuff.
A lot of cool stuff. Well, check it out. Amazon is super easy to do. Go find them both. And also, I see you have something coming up in November 22nd where people could still get tickets for it. So can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, that's the Go-Go in L.A., if they happen to be in L.A. I'm headlining the club that I played when I was 15. And I played the Sunset Strip Clubs when I was 15, and here I am going back as a mom and, of two teenage adults, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty iconic and fun to be able to play the whiskey over there. So it's going to be a really fun set. I'm going to do hit songs that I had out years ago and albums that I had out after that and current stuff. It's going to be a really fun night.
Oh, that'll be so much
fun.
Go get your tickets, everybody. Do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
So
yeah. If you're in LA, grab your tickets. Or if you're coming to LA, November 22nd is the date. That's it. Just so much stuff. So much stuff going on.
Yes, everyone, please make sure you go check it out. And
go to each. Yeah, and make sure you come to Twitter, my Twitter and Facebook. Twitter is at Real EG Daily. Facebook is EG Daily.
Perfect.
And Instagram and Vine, you'll find me up there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you'll also see on Facebook, you had an amazing birthday. You did something that I've always wanted to do. You wrote a mechanical bull.
Oh, did you see that? How funny
is
that? I was a little scared, actually. I was thought, oh, no, he's going to yank me and I'm going to get a stiff neck or something. But
right.
I had to do it because I was a little scared, but I was more excited than scared. So I decided to challenge myself. And
yeah.
It was my birthday. So I got myself on that bowl, and it was super fun.
Oh, I bet. You did good, too. You stood on there.
I stayed on.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
at one point
impressive.
He started jiggling the whole thing, and I was like, oh, my gosh, he's trying to throw me off. Yeah, I told him to be easy on me. It was my birthday.
Exactly. You did really good.
Thank you, girl.
And happy late birthday, too.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit because you mentioned you have albums out where people could still, you know, check those out. They're also, like, on iTunes, which is super simple. You can find it everywhere. Yes.
Oh, yeah. On iTunes, music's all over the place. There's music videos. If you just click in EG Daily, there's a whole bunch of music videos. There's a newer one called Somebody's Loving You, and there's another one that I just did a cover of, a Lifehouse song that's so beautiful. It's called Trying.
Mm-hmm.
And that song's up on iTunes now, but the video is real sweet. And, I just keep plugging away and doing all this beautiful art, and it's all out there on the Internet. You can find it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone, check it out. And, you know, not too long ago, we did see you on The Voice, Team Blake Shelton. How was that experience for you? Because I'm a fan of Blake, so that must have been a lot of fun. He seems like he was a really cool guy.
That was, again, one of those moments that was, like, monumental in my career.
Mm-hmm.
That, having children, my one-woman autobiographical musical, you know, all these things were, like, monumental moments. And I'd say getting on The Voice was something that, you know, I never even thought about doing. I mean, I think in the back of my head, I thought, if I was on that show, I'd want to be on Team Blake. That was as far as I thought. You know, and the next thing you know, I was hosting shows called Balcony TV LA,
mm-hmm.
which is a music show online, and they host them all over the world, and I became one of the hosts on that show. And the woman who produces the show in LA called me one day and said, I hope you're not mad, but I got you an audition for The Voice. And I was like, what? I kind of couldn't believe it, and I was sort of like, no. They're not going to put me on that show. I'm, you know,
right.
kind of established. And she said, no, you totally qualify. They don't care about your age or this or that, if you had a record deal, as long as you don't have one now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, you know what, I'm going to opt in. I'm going to say yes. And I ran for it. And I had such a good time doing it. And the next thing you know, I made all the callbacks. And I got on the blind audition and watched these chairs turning for me. And I was like, wow, this is like a dream come true.
Oh,
at my age. Yeah, it was fantastic.
I bet. And you really rocked out the first song that we've seen, Breathe.
Thank you.
You did amazing with that song.
Yeah, you guys can see it on YouTube. YouTube, or just go on the Internet and punch in EG Daily Breathe. It comes up. So cool.
Yes.
It was really awesome.
It
was awesome. It was an awesome experience.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, during that, you don't get to see the faces of the faces of the judges while you're up there on stage. But once you see it on YouTube, they were
hilarious.
So impressed. They were like, ooh.
Yeah, it was super awesome. It was an awesome experience. It really was.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. People could still check it out. So go to YouTube. And you have such an amazing, amazing range, too. So it was crazy.
Thank you.
Yes. I absolutely love it.
Thanks so much. Awesome.
You're very, very welcome. So what else is going on with you? Anything? I mean, you're just constantly all over the place and working hard.
I'm just, you know, I just keep doing things that I enjoy. Like, this weekend was an amazing weekend. I got to sing at my friend Tim Story, who is a motivational speaker who does all kinds of beautiful kind of motivational speaking and sermons and things all over the world. And he asked me to sing for him on Sunday, so I was like, oh, yeah, I'll go do that. So I did that on Sunday. They got to hear this beautiful speaking about life, and then rushed back home and changed to go do this Putting for Pounds, which is this whole thing on the no dog meat organizations that are helping animals that in China that have been tortured, I mean, gruesomely tortured, and really naughty behavior that they're doing to these beautiful creatures, where they throw them in piles and trucks, and they don't have any feeling for these little beautiful creatures. So there's this organization that takes those animals, rescues them, and then rehabilitates them because they've been damaged or injured in the process. So it's a beautiful thing. And I got to I got to be the singing host for that benefit, and there was a lot of really beautiful artists and talent there last night. It was a really beautiful event. So I just do everything that is beautiful. I try to just, you know, keep opting into things that make an impact and do good things for the, you know, for people and are fun and joyful. Yeah.
Yeah. You do things that matter.
Yeah. I really like that. I just like anything that has to do with humans and animals and life and joy and making things better. Yeah.
Exactly.
Anything. I'm there. I'm down.
You are the first one there.
I'm all about it. Yeah.
Yes, that is very, very neat. And I have to ask because, you know, going back to your music, would you like to put out another album one of these days? That would be cool.
Absolutely. Actually, I'm working on one right now. We're almost all the way through a whole other album.
Wow.
Myself and a couple other partners. This guy that I've had some dance hits with was Michael J. He and I have been compiling an album, and we work with all these other producers, like from Sweden and Dutch producers, and so it's been a ball, and that stuff's, I'm in the studio almost every day. I was there today, and it's just been a blast. New music's coming. It's coming.
Oh, so excited to hear that. That totally made my day. That's
awesome.
So, so cool. How would you describe your music? You know, what kind of genres are you into?
The music I'm doing now is a cross between kind of pop and it's got a little dancey element too, again, even though some of the stuff I do is more acoustic based. You know, when I write the songs, they're kind of real simple on piano or guitar, but sometimes then when we track them, they end up sounding kind of like pop with a little edge, because I do have a little edge in my voice. And then there is also some dancey things, but they also have a little edge to them. So it's kind of vast, but it's great. It's real sellable, commercial in a way, but it's not like too teeny bop. It's more adult.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to check it out when that all comes out. That'll be my excuse to have you back on the show, okay?
I'd love that. That'd be awesome.
Yes, we would love that. And
how did you start doing what you do?
Oh, well, actually, I started when I was 14 years old. I started just with a couple friends, and then it kind of got a little too hard for them to do it with school. But I wanted to keep going. So I am homeschooled now, so I do school, and then I'm able to do this every Friday, and it's so much fun.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And what's your following now? How's your following?
I think it's mostly, like, it's kind of funny, but a lot of adults, obviously I'm a girl, so a lot of older guys, but also, of course, you know, teenagers and, you know, so it's really cool. I get to, the youngest caller we had on our show was like 2 years old talking to an actress we had, and then 77 years old, so it's a lot of fun.
That's really awesome.
Yes.
That's great.
It's
all right, girl.
I'm gonna keep going, and please make sure everyone goes and checks out your website, egdaily.com, and also you on Facebook and Twitter. And we ran out of time, but I want to thank you so much for coming on and chatting with me.
You're so welcome, girl. Have a beautiful rest of your night, because it's nighttime there, right?
Yes, thank you so much, and I hope you have a great rest of your night as well. And we'll talk with you again soon, okay?
Yay, thanks, girl. Take care.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Keep doing your
thing. Bye-bye, honey. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I had so much fun chatting with E.G. Daly. She is incredible. She's doing so many things, and I'm excited to check out what is new with her. I got so excited, you know, when she told us that there's going to be a new album coming in the works, along with so many other things on screen. I'm just okay, super, super thrilled. I cannot wait. So please check her out, egdaily.com. And also she is on Facebook as well. So you just type in EG Daily. And then also on Twitter, she's Real EG Daily. So check her out there and go and chat and have fun. And thank you all so much for tuning in to this Josie Show special edition. And I hope you guys tune in next Friday for our regularly, this upcoming Friday, for the Josie Show, our live show. It is going to be our special show. We're going to have a dedicated three-hour chat with some Josie Show Award nominees and performers, so do not miss it. We will also have a pre-show featuring an interview with Jesse Lee Cates, so you will not want to miss it. That's Friday at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time Zone. So check it out. I cannot wait. And a little bit about our award show for those who may not know a little, you know, about it. We have put out our award show information, so I want to chat about that. It'll be held on September 27th at the Springs at the Gaylord Opryland Resort in Nashville, Tennessee. And because of time, we needed more time for performers, and also we needed more space. They offered us a separate property of the Gaylord Opryland Resort, and it's located at 18 Spring House Lane in Nashville, Tennessee. And this event, this was our first award show, so we didn't know exactly how it was going to go, but an overwhelming amount of tickets and people wanting to come. I am just so blessed. I'm so excited. I'm so thrilled. Two more weeks to go. I can't wait. Oh, chills. I'm so excited. Because of this, we had to split it in two shows, so we are going to have our matinee show, and then we're going to have our evening show. So you can check out all of that information with times, et cetera, at josieshowawards.com. And also there will be an after party. So people from the matinee show and the evening show will all gather in that room. Thankfully, it's a big, big, big place. We'll all gather around and just meet everybody, and it's going to be so much fun. We're also going to have music during our after party. So really, the after party is just, it's not even the end. It's just going to party on the entire time. So we're really excited. So check out josieshowawards.com. And thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. And good night, and thank you so much for tuning in. And we will see you this Friday. Good night.